Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider. Hey, did you know that one of the largest U.S. flags in the state of Georgia stands proudly in Pure Talk's parking lot? Now, to honor that flag, Pure Talk is supporting America's Warrior Partnership. Now, they have a mission to prevent veteran suicide. Now, you can help this great cause simply by making the switch to Pure Talk before Flag Day. Get America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, to make the switch. That's puretalk.com/Sean for superior cell phone service, and you get to help a vet in need.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks. I'm laughing ahead of time. I'm telling Linda a story we'll get to later in the show. 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Thank you, Scott Shannon. Thanks to all of you for being with us on this Friday. Man, this has been a long week. Hasn't this been a long week?
It's a killer week, man.
By the way, Linda, for the first time with her significant other and a bunch of her friends, went to the TV show last night. Did you have fun?
I got to tell you, it was really cool. It was nice to see how the other half lives and does their job. It was very cool.
Oh, let me tell you something. Isn't it like a rowdy crowd? I mean, especially...
Well, first of all, I have to say the funniest part is... So I was very like theater-like. I'm like, okay, when he starts, everybody be quiet. These people do not care. They have a lot to say. The whole time you're talking about... It's like almost like being in church. Like, mm-hmm, that's right. That's right, Sean. Yeah. You tell him. Joe sucks. Joe, like, oh my God. Like, he's on TV. Like, they don't care.
So there's it's his job. So he has to do it. So, James, who's been with us, not Sweet Baby James, another James.
TV James, we call him.
TV James was there, and he gives the audience like a long list of do's and don'ts about it. And then I come out and people are surprised. I do my little routine. I do my Clinton impressions, my Mark Levin impressions. We talk about Rush. We talk about talk radio, we talk about life, we talk about Biden, we make fun of Biden. And I think people are surprised that, you know, it's kind of like a 10-minute, 15-minute stand-up that I do. Then we get ready for the show, and then after all the rules were given out to them, I said, I only have one rule on the show. Don't listen to him. There's
poor
no
James.
Rules.
He spends all that time. He's kind of like your hype guy. He does such a good job, and then you come out and you just crush it all. You're like, nothing he said matters.
You know what we've been doing lately as well, and we did it last night. We did a little bit last night, is, you know, people don't really believe that I do martial arts. They think I'm full of crap. And so people have been asking me to give little demonstrations, and poor James, TV James, has to, trust me, I do it with the utmost of care. I would never hurt him. He's like a brother. And anyway, we show people, you know, the type of martial arts that I am involved in. It's kind of an eclectic blend of arts: Krav Maga, Kempo, Japanese Jiu-Jitsu, situational street fighting, boxing. We train with blades and guns and blades, firearms, and sticks. I mean, we have a great time. And I've also added lifting to my routine, and I've gotten pretty strong. And that's why I'm eating paleo. And people always say, you look younger in person. You look skinnier in person. You're taller in person. So I'm short, old, and I can't say the F word, the second F word. So chubby on TV. Well, by the way, why can't you say the other, why can't you identify yourself?
I don't think there's anything
yourself?
That says that you can't say it. I think it's up to you if you want to say it.
They say it's that word shaming, and I'm talking about myself.
Listen, I've had enough of the body positivity. At some point, it's okay to be happy with the fact that you're physically fit and in a place where your BMI might be lower than the next person's. I don't think there's anything wrong.
It's actually, if you look at my actual weight, it's higher because the muscle that I built
weighs more than fat, 100%.
Yeah. And I've built up a lot of muscle in the course of my training over now 11 years. And I've never taken a human growth hormone. I don't take any of that. I would never take that crap. I have really bad vibes about all of it. There's a medical purpose for it, for kids especially. It's been proven to be safe from everything that I read for them. But for adults, I don't read that it's good for people to be taking testosterone shots. Or human growth hormone at a point in your life when, if you have any cancer in your body, it might accelerate the growth of that. But I'm not your doctor. Make your own decision. All right. So Biden announces this week, he had his 3-minute pre-recorded announcement, which is the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life. Gallup now has his poll numbers at 37% of people approving his job performance. His fundraising efforts, this is courtesy of Bloomberg News, when approval ratings are at 37% in a Gallup poll, it should be no surprise that fundraising numbers are also in the toilet. And Biden's campaign is reportedly now struggling to launch a real campaign because they don't have the money to do it. But I'm sure that money's going to be forthcoming. I don't know how Democrats do it, but every election, they always seem to come up with a lot of money. Now, here's something very interesting, and that is, so Robert F. Kennedy Jr., I talked to him. He's agreed to do my TV show, and he'll come on the radio show. So, and I'm looking forward to interviewing him. He's got very interesting positions that I know you agree with. You're like totally anti-vax everything. I got it.
That's not exactly true. I would say that's hyperbole.
Okay, you're pretty much anti-vax.
I am anti-new vax. I am all for the basic regimen of vaccines that have been tried and tested.
Like measles, polio, yes. You're okay with all that.
Listen,
there are people that I have met that will passionately, articulately argue that they believe that, like, for example, so I think I might be wrong here, so just take that as a caveat, please. But I believe the mercury in some of these vaccines, they believe, is connected in some way to autism. I'm not a scientist. I have no way of knowing, but I know there are groups of people that strongly believe that. And usually people that have kids that have some kind of autism. Thank goodness, by the way, we're able to work with people with autism now and help them out. So this just came in. ABC News admitted the network edited statements from Robert F. Kennedy Jr., comments that he made about COVID-19 and the vaccine in an interview with him. Now, I'm going to let him come on the program and say whatever he wants. Now, I will disagree with him on some things, or just let him say it and just give my general commentary that you have to make your own decisions in consultation with your doctor, but I don't care what he says or what he believes. But he's at 19%. Now, this is a pretty amazing number going up against an incumbent Democrat, and he's not exactly a mainstream Democrat. A lot of Democrats don't like him because of his position during the COVID pandemic, but it does make sense. Anyway, 3 weeks ago, the first survey about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. had him at 10%. 2 weeks ago, another survey came out, had him at 14%. Yesterday, Fox News came out with a poll, has Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s support at 19%. And according to that poll, Biden has two Democratic opponents who are now growing in strength. Kennedy had 19%, and Marianne Williamson, isn't she like the new age guru? She's back. She polled at 9%. So you're talking about now 28% of people would go for candidates that are far from the mainstream over Joe Biden in the Democratic primary. According to a Suffolk USA Today poll, Biden's support among Democrats, sat at 67%. Now, if you don't get 89, 95, 93% of your base, your chances of winning any election go down precipitously. And it's a huge drop. NBC News had an interesting report out today, on top of everything else, suggesting Democrats are going to have a big, tough time with Biden and getting him reelected. But by the way, keep this in mind. For any Republican, whoever gets that nomination, for them to win, they've got to run the table. Now, I'm not worried about Florida like we used to worry about Florida. I'm not worried about Ohio the way we used to have to worry about Ohio. I'm not worried, but I am worried about Georgia. I am worried about North Carolina. You got to pay close attention to North Carolina. I think we'll win North Carolina, but it's not as easy as it used to be. You'll always have to worry about how hard it is to win Pennsylvania, your state. Then you got to worry about Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, Nevada. I don't even know if New Hampshire will ever be in play for a Republican moving forward. I don't know.
I have a great idea. I think I'm just going to run for governor of Pennsylvania and just make it right. You know what? It's going to be fantastic.
So anyway, according to, I mean, that is a big number. That's a shocking number, I think. Now, for example, in the Republican primary, okay, so you have Donald Trump. He's leading in, I don't think there's a poll that he's not leading in, and he's leading by a pretty significant margin. I'm not as convinced as everybody else is that Ron DeSantis is getting in. I'm not sure he will. He's 44 years old. He has plenty of time. Like many of you have expressed, I don't like the fact that they're fighting. I wish they weren't. More people than not have told me they wish that they would join forces and that would be an unbeatable ticket. I don't know. I'll let you decide or make your best guess. To me, I think a lot of this is too early because I don't think we know what issues we will be facing, you know, when it becomes time to vote. Iowa, what do you call it? Primary caucuses, the New Hampshire primary, South Carolina, Super Tuesday, Florida. I mean, I don't know. Those issues we can't really predict with pinpoint certainty today. Anyway, Biden, this is a big deal to me, and I talked a lot about it on TV last night. You know, this was take your kid to work day during the week this week. Hunter Biden wasn't there. But Biden goes, I have 6 grandchildren, and I'm crazy about them, and I speak to them every single day. It's no joke. I'm serious. No joke. It's getting a little better, right? Can you hear it?
I actually think that your impersonations over the past 2 weeks are getting better, or he's just getting much, much worse, that your worse is getting better. I'm not sure.
It's no joke. No, I'm serious.
Oh, my gosh. Tom Shalhoub last night. That was very good.
He's really funny.
Biden was spot on.
Oh, my God. Spot on. Anyway, so I speak to them every day. He says, it's not a joke. He's talking to kids outside the White House. And here's the problem. Hunter Biden had to have a paternity test, and he has a daughter with some woman in Arkansas. And I'm sick and tired of people, you know, trashing this woman and attacking her. Apparently, I guess she was a dancer in a club or something like that. I don't know what she was. It doesn't matter. Joe Biden has 7 grandchildren, not 6 grandchildren. He has 7 grandchildren. The girl is 4 years old. They ignore this girl completely. Hunter now has to go back into court because he's claiming he can't afford the child support payments. And I'm like, well, where's all the money from China, Russia, Ukraine, Kazakhstan, and all the other foreign business dealings you had? How much money did you have? Where is all that money? And by the way, we need answers to those questions. How much money did the Biden family do in business with Russia, China, Kazakhstan, Ukraine, and all the other countries they did business with? I'd like a number. I'd like a final number. I want to know what Joe knew about each deal, when he knew it. I want to know if Joe profited from any of these deals. And now that we're getting these suspicious activity reports, and now that James Comer's committee is finding all of these, you know, phony LLCs where it looks like there was no real activity, business activity, but used as a means to transfer funds to family members. First, it was only 3, then it was 9, then it's a dozen, and now we're hearing it's more than that. But, you know, imagine if Donald Trump had a grandchild and didn't recognize that grandchild. Imagine when this girl gets older and is capable of understanding that her own grandfather was the president of the United States and never invited her as a child to the White House or during Christmas when they really go nuts and decorate the White House. I mean, they go all out for that. She was never invited. And when they put up family stockings, they didn't have a stocking with her name on it. I mean, think of the, I mean, how would you feel? It's whatever, however this child came into being, she is a precious little girl. Why are you ostracizing her like that? Why do you not acknowledge her even? I mean, imagine if Donald Trump did that. What, the media would go insane if they did, if Donald Trump ever did that. And I don't think he would. The circumstances are meaningless in terms of this girl's heart, soul, family. It is what it is. Accept her. Embrace her. Love her. What's so hard about that? Not that hard to love a kid.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean.
Hey, did you know one of the largest U.S. flags in the state of Georgia stands proudly in Pure Talk's parking lot? Now, it's in honor of that flag and what it stands for that Pure Talk is now supporting America's Warrior Partnership in their mission to prevent veteran suicide. Ask a vet. The transition to civilian life can be very difficult, especially in this economy. Access to housing, employment, even getting their earned VA benefits can be really hard. Now, that's where America's Warrior Project steps in. They provide fundamental needs to our warriors. You can help this great cause simply by switching before Flag Day to my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Now, choose a wireless company that shares your values. Upgrade your cell phone service to America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, to make the switch. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, for superior cell phone service that's half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, and you can help a vet in need.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, did you know one of the largest U.S. flags in the state of Georgia stands proudly in Pure Talk's parking lot? Now, it's in honor of that flag and what it stands for that Pure Talk is now supporting America's Warrior Partnership in their mission to prevent veteran suicide. Ask a vet. The transition to civilian life can be very difficult, especially in this economy. Access to housing, employment, even getting their earned VA benefits can be really hard. Now, that's where America's Warrior Project steps in. They provide fundamental needs to our warriors. You can help this great cause simply by switching before Flag Day to my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Now, choose a wireless company that shares your values. Upgrade your cell phone service to America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, to make the switch. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, for superior cell phone service that's half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, and you can help a vet in need. Hey, everybody, your friend Sean Hannity here with a message that is all about your safety. Now, when it comes to protecting yourself, your loved ones, well, it's not about having a firearm. It's about understanding the continuum of force philosophy. Now, picture this. A situation arises where you or a loved one are threatened. Now, instinct may drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. Now, what if there was a way to effectively defend yourself, de-escalate a situation without the irreversible consequences of deadly force? Enter Byrna, B-Y-R-N-A. It is the less lethal pistol launcher equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo to incapacitate attackers for up to 40 minutes. Byrna is legal in all 50 states. No background check is required and can be shipped right to your door. Now, Byrna is proudly American, manufactured in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Just go to Byrna.com/Hannity. Right now, you'll get 10% off. That's BYRNA.com/Hannity.
Linda, I have a question for you.
Maybe I have an answer for you.
First of all, there's a great story on the Daily Mail about the seventh grandchild of Joe Biden. She's 4 years old. She's got, you know, she's an adorable, cute young girl. I mean, she looks happy and, you know, just she's really, really pretty girl, young kid, looks like she's happy and having fun, obviously, because the mother is doing a good job raising her. Everyone wants to attack the mother, which I think is just a bunch of crap. Maybe she was going through a rough time in her life. Who knows? Nobody knows anybody else's story, so it's kind of hard to make judgments, and I just wish him the best. Have you watched the series The Chosen on the Angel Network?
I have seen some of that, yeah. A friend of mine's working on that project.
If you're a Christian or it doesn't matter. It talks about Judeo-Christianity. And it's an amazing series, and I can't stop watching it. And I'm like totally addicted to it now. And shows Jesus in like a very real human, you know, form that maybe you don't get the same impression when you read the Bible. I don't know. I like the series. It's great. Anyway, it's called The Chosen. You can find it.
Solid as a rock. Honest. Truthful. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, 25 to the top of the hour. Thank you for being with us. 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. All right. Last week was tax week. That's never fun. That's never good. These are very, very tough economic times, and it's important and it's really smart for all of us to save money anywhere, everywhere we can. Now I can save you money and you won't have to sacrifice anything in terms of service if you make the switch to my cell phone company, and that's Pure Talk. Now they're on a mission to save the average family close to $1,000 a year, and they're doing it by offering the exact same 5G network as the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, the same exact cell phone towers. In other words, when you look at your phone and you look at the coverage area, you look at the coverage bars, it'll be exactly the same. You're getting the same service and saving close to $1,000 a year on average, and many families even saving much more. I mean, this is money in your pocket for the exact same service. Now, by the way, you never have a contract to sign. You have 100% money back satisfaction guarantee. That's also great about them. It's simple and easy to make the switch. You check in with their U.S. customer service team. You dial #250 on your cell phone. Say the keyword save now. It's a stampede away from big carriers that have been overcharging you. Right now, for example, you can get blazing fast data, unlimited talk, unlimited text, and it's only $30 a month. Anyway, do it today. Dial #250. Say the keyword save now from our friends at Pure Talk. So the series that I was talking about, and no, they're not advertising. I'm just telling you, I like to find good series. I don't know about the rest of you, but, you know, when you binge watch a certain show, I find it puts me in different shows put me in different frames of mind. Sometimes I just want to watch something mindless and funny and just, you know, forget about life for a while. But not that often. I like movies that kind of have meaning. I love Rocky movies. I love Gladiator. I love Braveheart. I just like movies that have some type of meaning, some type of fight to it. And, you know, I like Cinderella Man. I know a lot of these are fighting movies, but I do love them. And, you know, they also inspire me. The Passion of the Christ, I always watch it at least a couple of times a year. Makes me cry every time I watch it. But there's a new series, and it's about the Bible and about the disciples and about Jesus and about his journey and about his work during the 3-year period of leading up to him sacrificing himself to forgive us of all of our sins, if you believe in the Christian faith. Anyway, it's called The Chosen. They have a website. It's put out by Angel Studios. I'd not heard of them before this. But there's 3 seasons. I have 1 episode in season 3 that I have left to watch, and then I will have watched the whole series. And they've come up with some new creative model where people are paying forward. I guess you can, I guess people are like sponsoring. If you watch the series, you can sponsor, the show so somebody can watch it for free. I think that's how it works. That's at least that's how it looks like it works. I don't know for sure. I'll look more deeply into it as time goes on. But if you're interested in those type of topics, I found it to be really, really interesting. Anyway, 800-941-SEAN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. So that's the latest about Joe Biden. Anyway, Hunter Biden will be in court on Monday dealing with this child issue. There's a lot of politics that I want to get into today. I mean, I listened to Ron Klain, who's now working on the Biden campaign, and is the ex-chief of staff. And he's, you know, ripping any Kamala Harris critic as being racist and sexist. You know, longtime advisor to Biden, now warning the American public, you know, well, I do think sexism and racism are a part of the problem. No question about it. He said to this former New York Times, you know, hack on an episode of some podcast. Anyway, so I think she was not as well known in the national politics before she became vice president. And I think she hasn't gotten the credit for all that she's done. Now, here's the problem. They didn't ask the question. What has she done? You know, who could ever forget the great job that, you know, Kamala Harris did cheering on the riots in 2020 and saying they're not going to stop. They shouldn't stop. They won't stop. I'm not going to stop. We're not going to stop. They're not going to stop. Or tweeting out the bail fund after the police precinct was burned to the ground. Is that what he's talking about? Because as borders are, we know she hasn't done a darn thing. We expect by the end of this year, because of Joe Biden's open border policies, 7.5 million illegal immigrants will have entered the country by then. Now, forget about all the people that we caught that were on the terror watch list. How many people do you think we caught that are not? How many people that were on that terror list likely got through that we don't even know about? I would argue the number is probably pretty high. That's my guess. You know, it's gotten so bad in New York City. There was a piece in the New York Post today. You know, please hit the brakes on illegal immigrants. The mayor of New York, Eric Adams, wants FEMA to stop other states from shipping their migrants to New York and New York City because they can't afford it. It's costing them, you know, $800 billion, and they're looking for billions of dollars in aid. But the latest statistics of illegal immigrants arriving in New York City, 58,000. But I thought this was a sanctuary city. I thought this was an open city. I thought this was a liberal city. It's liberal only if it's, you know, somebody else's city. You know, same thing. I mean, I love liberals. They're always so generous with other people's money. Case in point, Nancy Pelosi. You know, she in the 1 mile from her gated community of multi-million-dollar homes is, you know, an open drug market, you know, where people are shooting up, literally, you know, going number one and number two right in front of everybody else in the streets of San Francisco. A mile in the other direction is her office. And why hasn't Nancy Pelosi gone to all of her neighbors and said, you know, it's time for us to build a shelter and clean up this area of town because it's become a disaster? But no, she's not going to do that. Health and Human Service Secretary whistleblower on the cruelty of border Biden's border policies. Today, Secretary Blinken claimed that Joe Biden's border policies are more safe, orderly, and humane. That's like Mayorkas saying that the border is secure. It's not secure. Or Mayorkas blaming Trump. Well, under Trump, we had the Stay in Mexico policy in place. Under Trump, we returned people to their home countries. Under Trump, we built the wall, or at least 500 miles or so of it. But anyway, the Health and Human Services Secretary whistleblower Tara Lee Rhodes, Rhodes told Congress it could be argued that the U.S. government has become the middleman in a large-scale, multi-billion-dollar child trafficking operation that is run by bad actors seeking to profit off the lives of children. Now, where are liberal Democrats on this? Because I thought they had a monopoly of compassion for children. Like they have a monopoly of compassion for minorities. Yet their policies are keeping more minorities and more cities less safe than they've ever been. And their economic policies, their energy policies, are killing the poor and the middle class in this country. You know, that is the great fallacy of liberalism. Anyway, Biden's new IRS chief is now promising that the new wave of audits will not hit the middle class for several years. Well, I thought Joe Biden said it was only going to be people over $400,000. But on top of that, we learned that they're going to hire another 1,200 IRS agents that will be armed. We did a deep dive into that story earlier in the week. Anyway, new IRS commissioner telling Congress yesterday that taxpayers with incomes under $400,000 won't have to worry about an increase in their rate of audits for several years. He didn't say that it would never happen, like Joe Biden said. Janet Yellen said that 90% of those new audits are going to be people that make under $400,000 a year. And I'll tell you what the big difference is. Those people that make $400,000 a year or more hire the best accountants. They follow the tax laws. And they take advantage of every loophole that every liberal Democrat and conservative Republican have put into those IRS bills. And by the way, they do exist. And the problem is most people, you know, at best maybe take their, you know, they go to a local accounting shop or they go to, is H&R Block even still in existence? I don't even know.
It is.
You know, they go to H&R Block. Okay, you're not dealing with sophisticated accountants that know these laws, know these loopholes inside and out. I mean, I've gotten to the point in my life, never thought I'd get here, but I have my income tax done by one group of people, of accountants. Then it is double checked by a separate auditing group of accountants. Then it goes to my legal team, my lawyers, and they check over my tax return, and then I sign it, and then I send it in. I mean, that's how complicated my life is, because everything is weaponized and politicized, and, you know, and if I don't pay 5 cents, I'm sure they probably would handcuff me and put me in jail. White House aides are privately admitting that Biden is suffering from diminished energy. You think? Look, everybody around him knows. You know what the saddest part of this story is? There's not one person in this guy's life that sees the obvious and says, Joe, you really can't do this. That goes to Joe Biden and goes to the other family members and says, we cannot do this to him. He is embarrassing himself. He's not up to the job. It is obvious to everybody. And it's time for Pops to retire. does anybody love that guy enough to do that? Apparently not. I guess there's too much of an upside for everybody else. As I said, his approval rating now at a low 37%. White House is claiming they simply anticipated reporters' questions about being, and they were not being tipped off. I don't believe that for a second. And we'll get into this more in the next hour. My favorite line was, you know, he couldn't remember his favorite movie, Top Gun with Maverick. What else couldn't he remember, Linda? I can't remember. I'm just joking. You know, but the last country
that he was
in
Ireland.
He was in Ireland. He was visiting castles while President Xi was trying
and not to... for nothing, he couldn't remember that he was supposed to go back to the White House when the little girl was, like, giving her her Fed question.
Yeah, by the way, there's no way that a little girl, in my mind, it may be true. I'll give it, you know, maybe a 2% chance of being true. That sounded like they said to a little girl, you might want to remind the president that he has to go back to the White House.
Oh, my God, no. That was a completely pre-planned question, which it was a debacle because he was involved.
So a young girl that young is going to be that sophisticated.
Absolutely.
To say, you have to get back to work, right,
Mr.
President?
Dude, you can tell a kid anything and say it once if you tell them to repeat it six times before they say it.
But
she knew she had to say that.
He's rooting for the Philadelphia Flyers to win the Stanley Cup. Did you know that?
Please, he doesn't know that. That was on a cue card right next to the LA Times reporter.
Linda, I know you don't know a thing about sports.
I know a little bit about hockey. I know the Broad Street Bullies.
Okay, the Broad Street. Can you name five of them?
No.
Bobby Clark, Rick McLeish, Reggie Leach, Bernie Parent in goal, and let's see, Hound Dog Kelly. There you go. There's five.
Did you have
and
your cheat
Dave
sheet
Schultz
ready?
Is six.
Is that why you did that to me? Because you were
I don't
prepared?
Have a cheat sheet. But Biden said he's rooting for the Flyers to win the Stanley Cup. Here's the problem. The Flyers didn't make the playoffs.
But in his mind, from 40 years ago, they did. And that's where he lives and dies at all times. So that's why he thought that.
I knew the whole Flyer team. One time I was giving a speech, and I did it for free. It was one of the Koch brothers organizations, and it was in New York City. And they wanted to pay me. And I said, you know what? I bet everybody wants their money. I don't want your money. I did the speech. And I sat next to Mr. Snyder, who owned the Broad Street Bullies at the time, and we were talking hockey and Bobby Clark and Bernie Parent and when they won Stanley Cups. We were talking about classic fights between, like, Dave Schultz and Clark Gillies and Bobby Nystrom of the Islanders. I mean, I was having the time of my life. I get up to give the speech. Some, you know, idiot starts heckling me. It's kind of, you know, everybody's dressed up. It was... you know, kind of a sophisticated crowd, which I hate to go to. I had to put on a tie myself, which is a waste of my time. And anyway, so I did the speech and this guy starts screaming. So the owner of the Broad Street Bullies at the time, sadly, he passed away. He gets up and he basically tells the guy to S-O-T-F. Oh, S-O-F-T.
Do you mean S-T-F-U?
Yes, that one.
I'm here to help. Let me know when you need me. I'll jump right in. Don't have a buying moment.
STFU. Exactly. Oh, man. But he actually stood up and said that and stood up for me and told this guy, shut up. We did not come here to hear from you. If you have a question, ask it later. And then the guy wouldn't shut up. And he finally, like, acted like he was going to walk over and knock him down. And I said, no, it's all right. Let him stand up. What's your question? I answered the guy's question, whatever it was. Something stupid, I'm sure. 800-941-SHAWN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. That's so funny. Can you name one hockey player that you really like? And don't
Wayne Gretzky. Adam Graves.
Wayne Gretzky. I mean, so you want to hear a funny story about that?
I love funny stories if you can do it quick.
Okay, so one time Donald Trump's playing golf with Wayne Gretzky, and I got a phone call, and Wayne Gretzky wants to know why I call Mark Levin the Great One, because Wayne Gretzky, his nickname was the Great One. So I said, you're the Great One in hockey, and he's the Great One on the Constitution and history, and the Great One on air. I thought that was a quick answer on my part.
Tell you what, I was waiting for more. That was a very awkward ending yet again. You know, I felt you were just like a little bit of a linger.
Not an awkward ending. I'm telling you the whole story. You said, hurry up, hurry up. If you can do it fast.
That's exactly how I sound, right? That was how I sound. Is that how I sound in your head?
Exactly how you sound in my head.
It's pretty annoying, actually.
When's the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, What if your home's title? That is the legal document that proves you own your home. And by the way, it's online. What if it's in some criminal's name? That is called home title theft. It is real. It is a nightmare for people. Homes are being stolen every single solitary day. And your home's titles are online. Likely your signature is online. And once a criminal forges your signature, well, then it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sells your home from underneath you. So when's the last time you checked your home title? Now, our friends and partners at Home Title Lock, these are great people. They demonstrated, they showed Linda in less than 6 minutes how they were able to steal her home. They would have been able to take out loans on the home and sell that home. But of course, they didn't really do it in real life. Anyway, look, these criminals are out there. They're targeting American homeowners. The first thing you need to do is you can find out for free with your sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, when you go to HomeTitleLock.com. All right, HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean, and your first 30 days also of protection will be free. Do it today. Don't let a criminal steal your home. This is now becoming a bigger and bigger problem. HomeTitleLock.com.
Sean Hannity.
All right, coming up next, Monica Crowley, Tudor Dixon will join us. Then later on, we have an investigation into the teachers' unions and their influence on the CDC. Straight ahead.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Hello, I'm Dr. Michael Mosley, and I want to let you know about my new immersive BBC Radio 4 podcast series, Deep Calm. It's all about how to tap into and activate a remarkable system that we all have, hardwired inside of us, our relaxation response. And it's been developed to be listened to at any time you want to really unwind. I hope you'll listen wherever you get your BBC podcasts.
Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now, you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now, don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.